Welcome to your home for Red Fox Athletic News. This is the Hartsville Sports Network podcast. Here are your hosts, Andrew, Damaya, and Antonio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hartsville Sports Network podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Jaworski, and today I'm joined by
Damaya Bishop
and Antonio Hicks.
You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and, of course, the home of the Red Foxes, hhsredfoxes.com. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, and five-star rate. So how's our week been, guys?
My week been good. After that tough loss Friday, you know, I just been chilling, you know, get my mind together for next week. But outside of football, I just been watching football. I've been watching Cowboys. I've been watching the Cowboys. I've been watching like college teams. I think I watched Clemson and Alabama play, and that was like two really good games. So that's what I did outside of that.
I heard y'all didn't have a good practice last night.
For offense, they didn't, but defense. You know, Coach said that he came over there to watch us, and he said he was very happy that he came over there because he's like getting physical and violent to the point where that, it made him happy that he came over there. So
what about you, Damaya?
Well, I had a competition yesterday, our first competition, and we came in second. So that was good.
Where was it at?
Spring Valley in Columbia.
I was about to say, I don't know where that is.
Well, yeah, that was good. What about you?
I had an all right week. You know, I went to see my girl yesterday. I had a pretty chill week. Just stayed at home studying. And now I was rushing assignments in for the last quarter.
That's good.
And now it's time for our favorite segment, Red Fox Week in Review.
Looking back on last week, Hartsville volleyball team defeated the Tigers of Wilson last Tuesday, October 7th, ending in 4-6. First set, 25-21. Second set, 23-25. Third set, 25-17. And fourth set, 29-27. Leading the Red Foxes were juniors Darisha McAllister, two aces, 16 kills, 11 serves, 5 blocks, 2 digs. Emmy Isgett, three aces, 12 kills, 6 serves, 4 blocks. Brooke Isgett, two aces, 9 kills, 2 assists, 12 serves, 1 block, 4 digs. Morgan Majors, three aces, 2 kills, 34 assists, 3 blocks, 3 digs, and Sierra Gainey with three aces, 4 assists, 22 serves, and 6 digs. The Lady Foxes will be in action again on today, Thursday, October 14th, against the Dalton Falcons.
And now for football. Last week, the Hartsville Red Foxes traveled on the road on a rivalry game against the Myrtle Beach Seahawks in a region game. The Red Foxes couldn't find their groove in both halves with the ball. The Seahawks ended up becoming victorious with the score being 47-14. This Friday, the Foxes are hoping to bounce back and defeat region opponents South Florence. This is an away game at the Bruins Stadium with a kickoff set for 7:30. Good luck, Foxes.
The Hartsville High cross country team raced at Trinity on October 6th. Both the boy and the girls team had very outstanding races, with 6 of the HHS runners setting personal records in very competitive races. The boys placed first and the girls placed second in the team results, with 6 high schools being there. In the girls' race, Katie Nutt finished first, with Hannah Jewell finishing 6th and Ashley Newey finishing 10th. In the boys' race, Ethan Hickey finished 2nd in a tight battle to the finish. Rounding out the top 10 finishers for Hartsville High School were Atticus Brown with a fourth place finish and Jonathan McIntosh with a 5th place finish. And Logan Berter finishing 8th. Great job, team. And that's our Red Fox Week in Review.
We would like to welcome to the show swim coach Jill Young.
Hey, thank you so much for inviting me to come speak with y'all.
Yes, ma'am. How's your day going so far?
Well, it's a typical day.
Yes, ma'am.
But I am really looking forward to Friday's football game. Y'all are going to be on my home turf, but yes, I'm gonna wear my Red Fox gear. And I'm sitting on the Red Fox side.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, yeah. Like to hear that.
So where are you from?
I'm from Florence. I actually graduated from South Florence High School, but now I'm a Red Fox, so I've got to go sit on the Red Fox side.
When did you move to Hartsville?
I still live in Florence, so I travel back and forth. Oh. And so this podcast has been so great with my 40-minute drive I just love when it comes on, and I have, you know, I can pretty much listen to the whole thing on my way here or on the way home.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear. Did you play any sports growing up?
I did not. I was in the chorus. And I was in the musicals.
Did you like it?
Oh, I loved it. You know, one of the things that I wish they would have had was swim. But it was, you know, they didn't have it at the school, and competition swim was still very small in South Carolina. So if they had, then that would have definitely been my sport.
What made you choose swimming out of all sports?
Well, I tried to play softball and team sports, and it just was really hard for me playing a team sport because, you know, I never got a lot of playing time because I wasn't good. But when you do an individual sport, which even though swim's a team sport, but it's also an individual sport, you're always competing against yourself to do better. And so there was always, you know, there's always that, you know, goal that you want to reach. And you're always, you know, for meets, like, and that's really what it was with my son. He was the same way with other sports. And that's since he was 8 years old, he's been swimming. So I just really learned a lot just being with him and being able to do that individual part. And you still have a team part too.
What motivated you to become a high school swim coach?
Well, the swim program at the high school was very small, and especially with COVID, and I was afraid that the program was not going to make it. And I knew that there really needed to be someone on campus to make sure that things go smoothly and in the planning process and try to recruit, because especially when you're smaller sports, it's very hard to get a coach that is actually on campus. So I know that I have the skills that are needed for recruiting and to encourage people to join and to build the program. So that's really, and my son's on the team, so I did not want to see it, you know, not make it.
What makes swimming different from other high school sports?
Well, you know, you really, unless you're a swimmer, you don't really know how much work goes into it. Like in a typical practice, it is those swimmers, they'll swim between 2,000 to 4,000 yards.
Yeah, Courtney was telling me about that.
So it's very, very, very hard. And then the fact that it's in the water and you have the resistance of the water. So it is, and, you know, the types of strength and conditioning that our swimmers need is, you know, they need a specialized program to really strengthen what they need to be really good swimmers.
What are some encouraging words do you tell them before, like, they?
I just tell them to go out there and do their best. You know, do your best and just keep trying. You know, I think, you know, we see this in any sport. Sometimes you just have a bad game, a bad match. But what do? You just try to do better the next time. You know, we see the football players making millions of dollars that have a bad game.
Yes, ma'am.
So that's what we, you know, that's what I try to tell them. Look, you have your Olympic swimmers. You have your, you know, your Olympic competitors. They have bad times. Don't let that get you down. Just keep going.
How do you manage a balance between teaching and coaching sports?
Well, a lot of it's, you know, I do after school or during my planning. So it's, you know, it's just like with y'all with sports. I mean, how do you manage school and then you know, playing your sport and then also having to study? It's really the same type of issues that coaches have to do with.
Yeah, because I know a lot of, like, athletes that school, study, then practice sports, then go to work after that. So it's like, it's like
exactly tiring. Especially the ones that have a job on top of that. We're like, how do you? And it's really, you know, I think it really takes a good semester to really kind of figure it out.
Yes, ma'am. What are some obstacles you face becoming a swim coach?
Well, the obstacle, one of the biggest obstacles is that I was not a swimmer in high school. So what I have really been doing is watching a lot of YouTube videos from, you know, Olympic coaches. Also looking for training sessions like stroke and turn clinics so that I can just educate myself on to try to help the swimmers. So that was really like my biggest obstacle. The other, you know, when we first started the season, we were thinking that we may have, you know, three swimmers, and we ended up with eight. So I was really, really afraid that it was just going to be three, which would have been fine, and they would have been okay. But one of the key things that we want to do is we want to build the team, because right now we really don't have the swimmers we need to do relay competitions. You know, pretty much everything we've been doing are your individual events. So we're really trying to build in order to do those relay events.
Did you have like a family member or anybody that motivated you to want to be a swimmer coach?
No, I didn't want my son. I mean, he didn't ask me to do it, but he really, I didn't want the program to fall apart and him not be able to do swim.
Do you plan on continuing your career as a swimming coach, or do you like plan on moving up to like another sport or something like that?
I told Coach Boob that I would stay and finish swim and help build the program till I retire.
That's nice. Does coaching interfere with your outside life a lot?
I haven't been able to spend as much time with my youngest son, who's eight. So, his dad's really been, you know, taking, he does swim too, and he does it in Florence, but, you know, they do, my oldest and my youngest do two different programs. So I haven't been able to really focus a lot on him. But one of the things about swim, and it really has to do with the fact, you know, some high school teams actually have to use outdoor pools. We're very lucky in Hartsville to use the YMCA and have an indoor pool. But some of these high school teams have to use outdoor pools. And once you start getting into September, the pools really start getting cold. So our season ended last weekend with the state championship. So you're looking at really a 2.5 month actual season. Now, of course, that doesn't include the conditioning that we can continue to do. And then, you know, we'll get in our May practices and condition a little bit over the summer. So on that end, you know, when you look at, you know, basically 2.5 months, that's really not a long time that I have to give up. The other things are do not take as much time, so I'll be able to balance between the two children.
So it's been going around school that, you know, y'all made a run at the championship. So, like, can you tell us, like, the inside, like, give us an insight about it and tell us about it and stuff like that?
Well, the way because it is an individual sport, you have to have a swimmer that they're – are cutoff times that have to make a certain, you have automatic times, you have consideration times. And depending on whether you're 5A, 4A, 3A, they have different times. And it's really, they really come up with those numbers as an average for what it was the previous year. So they change from year to year. So we had one swimmer go to state championship for her 50 free, and then her 100 backstroke, and both of her, she got an automatic for the 50 free. She had a consideration time for the backstroke, but they take the top 30 swimmers in the state in like the 4A division. So it's really a tight, you know, to get to that point to say that you're in the top 30 in the state, I mean, I think that's a huge accomplishment.
How can someone who might be interested in joining the swim team get to do so?
Contact me. Also, another thing that is really good is if they're interested in swim, the Y has a program called the Hammerheads that is a YMCA swim team, and we work very closely with them. In fact, our swimmers are, on the off season, they're a part of the Hammerheads, and that's where you can get a lot of more individualized instruction on strokes and techniques, because it's year-round swimming is what it is. So if, you know, starting from that point would probably be a good thing, just if you can, you know, get to the Y and sign up, that would be a great first step.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm scared of, you know, swimming and stuff like that, because I was thinking about it, like, my freshman year, I think I might drown if I swim. I can't do that. I cannot swim.
I never learned how to swim.
I can't even float. I just stand up.
Well, you know, that's what I hear from so many students. And I worked with a teacher one time. He lived when he was in Michigan, and he taught part of their physical education program was that you had to be able to swim in order to finish PE and to pass PE. And a lot of that is because they have had a lot of lakes and ponds. And swimming is just important just in case you need it, just if you are somewhere and you fall in. So, yeah, it's very intimidating. In fact, my mother, who doesn't know how to swim till this day, she's the one that wanted the in-ground pool at our house. Still haven't figured that one out. But so, yeah, it's very, very common. And I think that's what a lot of, you know, especially if you're a swimmer, you don't realize that there's so many people that are out there that just can't swim in order to be in the pool and get out if they need to. And, you know, that's something, you know, that I really want to encourage our swimmers to do, is to be able to give back to the community. And if they can help other students that just, you know, enough to basically, what I say, survive in a swim setting, then that's what I want them to do.
So we heard that you have high expectations for your students. Has that translated to your team as well?
Absolutely. You know, I hate to say it, but our swimmers really want a coach that are, you know, very kind of like a drill sergeant. You know, they want the feedback. They want, you know, what did I do wrong? How can I fix this? What did I do right? You know, so they really want that constant feedback. And right now with a small team, you know, we're able to give a lot of individual, you know, instruction to help them. But the other thing, too, is that, and I think this is in any sport, is how bad do you want it? Are you willing to work outside of practice on your own time to get stronger, to, you know, to have that endurance? And that's what some of them have to decide. You know, it's not just coming to practice. It's like, what are you going to do outside of practice?
Yes, ma'am. So you talked about building up the program and stuff like that. So, like, what are some, like, future or dream ideas you got for the program?
Well, to start simple, one of our biggest goals is next year to be able to host a swim meet. Because we haven't done that. In fact, it was actually West Florence that came to our YMCA to host an event. And I was like, why aren't we doing this? This is our pool. So that's one of, you know, that's kind of a first step. Another thing that I really want to do is in part, and I know Coach English can, you know, he does a lot of fundraising. You know, we've got to do fundraising to be able to purchase the necessary equipment, especially, you know, swim being a non-revenue sport. So one thing, we're going to have to do fundraisers. We're hoping that either at Christmas or sometime this summer that we can have, like, a stroke clinic for little kids and, you know, help them with their swim and, you know, you know, do a small, you know, week, you know, three, you know, 2 or 3 days, and do it as a fundraiser. But also, it's like, you know, I think all of you as athletes probably have somebody when you were younger that you kind of looked up to, that you wanted to be them or wanted to be like them. So that's the other thing, is kind of having that Courtney's idea that she came up with, and it's been going really well, is to have like the high school students actually be the mentors for the younger students.
Yeah, I was thinking about that in my head.
Yeah, so they are working on that right now, and you know, those little kids, they look up to these high school athletes, not just swim, but in any sport. You know, they know who they are, and they idolize them, and I think that's important, that, you know, that any athlete always be on their best behavior, because these younger ones are looking at you, and I think sometimes being teenagers, that, you know, we don't realize that you do have people looking up to you.
Yes, ma'am.
Is there anything you would like the Red Fox fans to know about the Hartsville High School swim team?
Well, I want you to know there is a swim team, because for years, the teachers have said, "What? We have a swim team?" The students have said, "What? We have a swim team? Are you serious?" So we have a swim team. Our season's over, but we're still going to be fundraising. We're going to be out there in the community. If there is anything that in the community that you think that we can help the community with, you know, contact me, and you know, let's sit down, let's talk. We can talk with Brad, because y'all support us through fundraising, and we want to be able to support others in the community also.
I'm going to be honest and tell you that I did not know about the swim team until this year.
I didn't.
Well, I think, and I have to say this, is there's two parts to this. Number one, Brad has come in, Coach Boob, he has come in with these awesome ideas, and he is really so supportive of getting all programs on, you know, making everybody know that they're out there. And secondly is that, you know, that's kind of been my goal. I'm not a swimmer. I'm not an expert at that. But you know what? I can talk to you about swim. I can tell you we're out there. I can do fundraising. I can get us out there so that people see that, yeah, we have a swim team.
Yes, ma'am.
We'd like to thank you for your time today. We'd love to have you back anytime. Is there anybody you would like to shout out, like, that helped you on your journey?
I'm going to shout out to Coach Boob. He has, I mean, he has been so amazing and so supportive, and everything he does, it's for the students and the student athletes. I mean, he knows that this can make a huge difference in some student's life.
Thank you.
The topic of the week.
For this topic of the week, we brought in some guest hosts. Today we have former from HHS athletes Jordan Blue, Jamie Harry, Justin Abraham, and Nathan Barr. Take it away, fellas.
All right, y'all. Topic of the day. Main topic. Fathers and kids' life are in anybody's life. Me, I got my father. He's always been in my life. Always will be in my life. Mm-hmm. I know he'll do a lot for me. Just speaking on me right now, my father played a very, very important role in my life. I feel like there's just some things that a father can teach that a mother can't. Like,
exactly.
Like, not downing nobody, but I'm just saying, like, mothers, you know, cook,
they
clean.
They have another role.
You but know? Your father don't get you out there, mow the line, change tires, do the
teach
oil,
how to be a man.
Be a man, fight for yourself, defend for you, treat a lady, you know what I'm saying? That's just some things that they can do that a mother can't.
For example, what things does your father do in your life?
Me,
that showed you, like, man, just life-wise.
He do a lot for me. Like, there was one time where do I even start? It's just a lot. Like, it was one time in middle school where we was getting ready to play a game, and I didn't eat, and I called him, and he came by, and he brought me some food, and then that same game, I got hurt. I bust my chin wide open. Came to school next day with stitches on my chin. I had like 12 stitches, and he was telling me he caught at my scar, and he came in there, and I was getting stitches, and they numbed it, but it still hurt. He's like, you better not cry. And he was like, I was like, but it hurts. He was like, there's just some things that gonna hurt in life, but you just gotta fight through it. He was like, it's more physically, and it is mentally too. Like, you just gonna have to fight through some things, man. That's like, that's what he was telling me about.
That's facts, bro.
What about you, Jordan? Go for it. You want me to go? All right. Well, I know my dad, he talks to me about everything, like, just in life. You know, my dad's a funny person, so
yeah,
some things he'll say, he likes to play around or whatever, but, you know,
Nate,
when it comes,
when
it comes to serious business or whatever, you know, my dad tells me the truth. You know, he's not going to sugarcoat anything. Yeah. He's going to tell me, you know, like, he's helped me out a lot, like, just over the years, like, showing me things that I need in my life, like, really just, like, my dad used to paint or whatever, so, like, he showed me exactly, like, how to paint, the style to paint, you know,
right. Right.
What not to get and what to get, you know, right. What type of paint,
right.
For different types of things, though. And there's a lot of different types of paint out there, you know, but he just shows me a lot of things that he did growing up and what he didn't have. Cause,
yeah, he ain't going to tell you nothing wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean.
He just showed me a lot of things, and I appreciate my dad for doing
that. Can't thank him enough. What about you, Justin?
Man, y'all know what? My OG really ain't like that. But I don't never let that put me down, though. Yeah. You can't never end it for everybody who got a single parent or a single mom. Don't never let that absence of your father or absence of your mother put
you
down.
Pushing.
Exactly.
Keep pushing, man.
That's your only put motivation in your heart, because that sure enough do what that do to me. My dad, my OG come around here and there, spot me a little bit of, you know what I'm saying? He spot me a little bit of cash whenever I need it, but from him being absent, sometimes that teach me more than him being there. Because I know how he can get. I know how my daddy and his brother get. You know,
facts.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They do what they want to. They, you know what I'm saying? Get a little fun. But as a man, you
got to
grow up. And they just ain't in that stage yet. So me looking from the outside in, I learned a lot more than he teach me speaking words and stuff, man. I love him, though. That's my OG.
Facts. Same. My dad, he really not there. But I know him, but he really not there.
Mm-hmm.
But I love him, but like my mom say, I gotta do it without him. I gotta prove why he should have been here.
Can't stop.
Yeah, exactly. Big facts.
Just make him look bad, bro.
Yeah.
Whenever you reach your goal, bro, don't ever put your pops down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you get there, you just be like, man, I thank you for not being there, because if you was there, I wouldn't be here. I would be somewhere else. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think just like when you grow up, your dad shows you different things. So he might show you something different as you was a kid. Now when do you were 21 years old, you know?
Because I think once you hit like a certain age, that's when your father start to get real with you. Like he don't play with you know, like he don't sugarcoat nothing. It's the truth.
Whatever type of parent you have as a father, you know, when you get older, you know, they leave you like, okay, I showed you, now you do it, you know what
right,
I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like You practice, and then now it's the test.
It's like basketball. Like you got the workouts,
or football,
or football, baseball.
Prepare
for the game.
Basketball.
Then game time. It's time to show what you put in to get output. Because I mean, like your father has a impact on you socially and mentally. Because I mean, like study shows. Like I was looking at this thing on my phone right now. It's called pediatricassociates.com, and it says that for boys, well, girls too, it says studies shown that fathers are affectionate and supportive of their child and their social development. I mean, like, like you can go out, interact with people, talk with people. Yeah. Like if you got a job interview, know how to dress, know how to do all this stuff. But having a father, it shows you, because they've been in that step, and now they're showing you, because they only want the best interest for you. I mean, they're not gonna tell you nothing wrong.
They don't want to make you go their way. Like if you had a father growing up, you know, doing drugs, stuff like that, went the wrong way, went to jail.
Why would he want his son to do that?
He's gonna show you a different path. He don't want you to take the same path. For him to fall in the same place that he did,
and it will hurt worse to see his son, you know, locked up. I got to bury him because he wasn't there for him.
And it's like, you know, you see a lot of people out here, you know, how they act or whatever.
Right.
It's exactly just how their parents, you know, raised them. You know,
not
all parents or fathers, you know, they're gonna raise them like a father should. You know what I mean? But and you could definitely see that within the people. Like you could definitely see just how they act, what they do. personality wise, everything. Like you can see, oh, well, their parents did this and this. You know?
And not only is it tough on the kids, it's tough on the mothers too. I mean, it's just so much that a mother can do without no help. I mean, bringing money in, a house over your head, clothes on your back, by yourself, and you're doing. You got some stone cold mothers out there, man. Doing it by
strong,
yourself.
I'm telling you,
females don't strong. Play.
Don't play, bro. But
females a different breed, dog.
Different breed, man. All because the husband or the father's not around. Which I mean, my heart go out. Like you know, Jordan, you said that it's not around. Justin, you. I mean, I see it in y'all boys. You know, I see Justin on the field, and he's just like.
You
I know
tell,
that motivates you. I mean, you get in that, you get in that mindset. It takes you some way. Like Coach said, lock in. I know I see Jordan. He be on defense. I know you probably think about your day. You want to punch the dude with the ball. I mean, it's just motivation. It sets you off, man. It sets you off.
You can especially see how like these boys, you know, how they carry stuff in life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'm not gonna sit here and lie and say I know how you feel because I have my dad in my life.
That's another thing too. You don't know how people.
Yeah, I don't know how y'all feel. That's why I said I can't lie.
And to be honest, I just feel like my dad texted me like a couple weeks ago when I went to ECU.
Yeah,
like that we ain't talked like 4 months, and he texted me us like you going to colleges now.
Right.
So. I ain't even text him back, bro, because I feel like if it took for me to go to a college
to talk to you
to get my name out there,
he'd come back.
Yeah,
I feel you.
I told my mama. I owe her this. I don't owe nobody else but her.
I owe my mom and dad this. I work hard for them and my brother.
Yeah, see, we were talking from a son's perspective.
How he doing? I ain't seen him in a long time.
My brother, he play baseball.
For real?
Yeah.
He taller than James?
He taller than me. Yeah.
No, you see his brother?
Yeah, he's 13 in eighth grade. He's like 6'1".
Wow, I ain't seen him in a long time.
So we're talking from a son's, you know, father and son perspective. Now, with a father and daughter, it's a little bit different, you know. Your father with daughter, you know, they're going to show security and emotional support.
Right.
And they want the best for her. You know, she or he is going to show her the ways like, okay, if you're going to get a man, you got to have this person. You know what I mean? Like
what to look for.
What to look for. Yeah. Not a piece of crap or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, with any father to daughter type relationship, the father's always going to be watched over her. You know, if something happens, he's going to be the first one to interact. And, you know, he's going to first one to respond.
Oh, we call it overprotective.
Overprotective, yeah, true.
But going back to this website, it says that it shows that it says the best thing, the best boyfriend, quote unquote boyfriend, that the daughter can have is a father.
Oh, like boyfriend.
I mean, because, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like boyfriend is a father because that was the first male figure in her life.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was how she was made. They came together, and it shows what she wants in a boy because her dad is her first male impression of her life. And if she don't have that, what is she gonna look for from another dude? She don't know, have not no standards. That's what
is she gonna do?
She's
stuck in a mental state where what do I do?
Same thing with a dude. I mean, with choosing friends, like if his father's not around, he gonna think certain things cool, or he won't do that. He gonna get in trouble. Or is his father around? Mm-hmm. Show him what not to do. He might help his homeboys out. Like, hey man, don't do that. That's not cool.
Mm-hmm.
But if you ain't got that around, either you don't know, or you just got to learn on your own.
To be honest, I feel like you don't really need a father. You just need somebody like a father figure. Somebody that really care about you.
Yeah, I got three of my boys. We got this little group. We the brother group. You know. Shout out to Trez. I forgot Trez's last name. Dang. Nah, that my boy though. Trez Williamson. Kurt. I know everybody know Big Kurt and Tanner.
Kurt.
They're my boys right there, man. Them boys, especially when they left, bro, I really, like when the boys graduated, man, that just made me cry, bro. I ain't even gonna lie.
I see you post on.
Cause like them, they were my boys, bro. Them boys taught me a lot when we was doing the season, bro. Especially during my first year at linebacker. It was more than just football when I was on the field, them boys, bro.
Family.
Yeah. Them boys, like, they really got me, bro. That's not crazy.
See, that's what I was talking about, like, you know, like the father figure.
Exactly.
Like, you know what I'm saying? You got, like, y'all boys, you know, probably when y'all getting down or something, I ain't got nothing to fall back on but a mother. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Me and Nate, we got two. That's what I'm saying. Like, and then there's just certain things you don't feel comfortable talking about with a mom.
Yeah.
I mean, no disrespect, mom. No, but I know you probably gonna listen to this. But it's just certain things that when a boy go through, I mean, you got to talk to another male figure about it.
Yeah.
And you should be able to, if you're comfortable with anybody, and you know you're comfortable with anybody, talk to anybody, as like an adult, as a father or as a male, talk to him, because
yeah,
that's basically your mentor for your life, and he should be able to teach you things in life.
And it's not good to go through stuff alone, man. It's not. And that's why I'm saying, that's why it's good to have that father figure, because going through stuff by yourself, like we was talking, me and Jordan, when we was at school, there was this suicide prevention thing that we was talking about. Yeah. And the lady there that was talking to us, her dad committed suicide. Damn. And it was, and her own dad, she was like, why did my dad come talk to me, and I'm her own daughter, and why did he leave me, and what was so bad that he couldn't talk to his own daughter about? And I was thinking that, made me think about people would know, like that. Was so like, you can't even talk to your own dad or daughter or son about stuff. And that's what I'm saying, like, it's not I don't know what made them leave, but it's a hurtful feeling.
I used to think it was me. No cap.
You got some people like that too.
I thought it was me. I was like, I'm a mistake or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Where did I go wrong? Yeah. You sit back and think, but my heart go out for y'all two boys. I mean, y'all
appreciate it.
Y'all some real ones.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you for that talk. And yeah, I can agree with them. You know, it started at a very young age for me, not having a father in my life. You know, parents was divorced, and you know, I used to see my dad on the weekends. And when I used to see him on the weekends, it was like a whole different other world when I was over there. You know, not getting into trouble. You know, I used to always have toys over there and all that stuff. You know, I used to just be happy over there. And he used to like teach me a lot of things when I was over there. Then like, you know, when mama used to come scoop me Sunday at night, you know, for school and all that stuff, all that just changed because, you know, it was back to the basics. But I ain't gonna say that my mom didn't have like an impact on my life. She did. She taught me the wrong and right. It was just that I knew like right from wrong, but I just needed that father to like combine the right and wrong and the father figure in my life, you know, to like tighten me up and toughen me up and like get me to do the right thing and all that stuff like that. So, but you know, he's in my life right now. You know, he's doing good. He's pulling up to all my games and stuff like that. He's been a father figure right now. So yeah, I thank her for that.
Well, I had my dad growing up, even though I used to hate when he used to get me dressed for school, but now I'm just like, I'm kind of thankful for that, because he was always there. I can never say I never had my daddy. And I keep telling my mom that. I was like, my daddy was always a good daddy to us. Like, it was just, he was always there. If I call my daddy, ask him for something, and he don't have it, he'll be like, next week. Or he don't like telling me no. So, and just like back to the boyfriend thing, him and my granddaddy, they was hard on me about that. They was like, I'm your boyfriend. I'm your first boyfriend. This, that, and the third. But yeah. My dad was always good to me, and he still is. He a big supporter. Like, yeah.
I've had my dad my whole life. Him and my mom split up like 7th grade, so I had a lot more of him. I wouldn't go see my mom. I didn't want to go see her. Then she came back recently, and it just don't feel the same. Like, I don't got my dad no more. So it's like a really sensitive topic, I guess. And like, because like, I had my dad, 7th grade? That's like 3 years ago. I had my dad for 3 whole years, like just me, my brothers, and my dad. Like, that's all. And then my mom going to come back. I don't like my mom that much. I don't mind saying that. She knows it. But she going to come back and like just like take them all away again. I mean, yeah, I feel you.
See, it's amazing. Like, it's amazing like what you – because like – like students just come in every day and you don't see the other side of them. Like, they're some students just be happy and like you just never see the other side of them. See, like Alex, I ain't knew that happened, but you know, you're always in class, you're always like high energy and happy and stuff like that. And it's like when I sat down with you just now and got to know that, then yeah, like,
you call me Alex.
Andrew, I'm getting you mixed up with your brother, but yeah.
Yeah. I ain't never told nobody that actually. So that's cool. Want any shout outs to anybody?
Well, since we on this topic, I would like to shout out my dad.
Yeah, I'd like to shout out my dad too for coming back and getting me right in my life.
I want to shout out my oldest brother, Julian. Thank you for listening once again. Remember, you can listen to the Hartsville Sports Network podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and, of course, the home of the Red Foxes, HHSRedFoxes.com. I'm your host, Andrew Jaworski, with
Demaya Bishop
and Antonio Hicks, and we're out. Boom! We'll be right back.